Welcome to Wisdom Unleashed. It's your host, Christian McCrae Stewart, and today we're going to be discussing purpose. Good day, everybody. Come on and join in today. Today's topic, we're going to be talking about what is your purpose? What is the reason you were created? What is truly going to give you fulfillment? The thing is, when it comes down to purpose, many people don't understand their true purpose. So what is purpose to begin with? Purpose is the reason for which something is done or created or for which something exists. So if I came to you right now and I said, what is your purpose? How would you respond? In most settings, when this question is posed to an individual, the response begins with discussing job, career, passions, the role that they play in the lives of their family and friends, and the list goes on. And not that these are not good things, however, they are far from defining the purpose for which we as humans, we as men, were created. Yes, we often mistake our purpose for our jobs and careers and our passions and our dreams and the things that we are pursuing. However, our gifts cannot be confined to identifying or defining our purpose. All right, so let's kind of get to the place where we understand what purpose is. Because when we understand our purpose, it allows us to break free and stay free from things or people that undermine our worth. And that's ultimately what we're trying to get to. In understanding your purpose, you also understand your worth. You understand who you are. You begin to see the underlying reason for which you were created. Now, as y'all know, on Wisdom Unleashed, we're coming from the God perspective. We're living with a biblical worldview, okay? And so ultimately, our purpose is to be in relationship with God. It is truly in that relationship that everything else comes together. Everything else unfolds. Everything else makes sense. If you look at 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 24, it says, "Only fear the Lord and serve him in truth with all your heart, for consider what great things he has done for you." Oh, God is amazing. And in his creation of us, he desires a relationship with us. And this is why you get to the point. I know I take this position when you're even sharing your faith, you're growing in your faith. It's relationship over religion. God wants to have a relationship with us. And in that relationship, he prunes us, he transforms us, he guides us, he begins to reveal to us what he has written in purpose for our lives. And I will just tell you, in my journey, I've come to realize that what God has purposed, what God desires, what God has written about me is significantly greater than anything I could have surmised on my own. It's amazing. So even though we look at ourselves, and whether you're a daughter or a son, a mother or a father, your friend, a businessman, a businesswoman, whatever your professional credentials may be, all those things are great. However, the most important thing is being a daughter or a son of the Most High God. And then we get to that place where we want to seek him and defining our purpose. Okay, we have to seek him to truly define our purpose. Jeremiah 1:5 tells us, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nation." Let that sit in for a minute. This is what God is saying. He said this about Jeremiah, but it applies to all of us. It applies to all of us, even those who have not at this point in time come to accept Christ as their Lord and Savior, those who are not looking to develop their relationship with God, it's still the same. Whether you're walking with him or not, he forms you in the womb, and he knew you before you were formed. He consecrated you. He has appointed you to be a prophet to the nation. Now that nation for all of us is going to look different, but God's word still stands. So when we get to that place and we're trying to find our purpose in the pursuit of our careers and relationships and everything else that this world presents, we put ourselves on this never-ending cycle of trying to obtain fulfillment, to try to obtain the life that we may have been cultivated to try to obtain. But the thing is, God is enough to fulfill every desire and longing in our lives. The ultimate objective is for us to establish and build relationship with the one who created us. And then from that relationship, everything else in our life is going to flow. I mean, you think about it. If you've had in trying to pursue your career and different relationships that you have encountered over the years, have you had those moments of like, okay, something is still missing. Something is not here. I'm not getting fulfillment from this. Because the thing is, what happens when we don't understand that our ultimate purpose is to have that relationship with God, to have that fellowship with God, to have that intimacy with God, we then begin to go and seek the fulfillment in all the other things. I mean, let's even just talk about marriage for an example. Truly understanding that your purpose is to have that relationship with God, it gives you the right foundation that you need. In some marriages, what you see is the husband or the wife seeking from their spouse to fulfill certain things in their lives. Like you heard it when, you know, they say, happy wife, happy life. And in that, but I think it works both ways. But the one thing that I want to get to is that when you're in a relationship, when you're in your marriage, and then you're looking to your spouse to fulfill your happiness, oh, you've just created a high expectation that in the grand scheme of things, it's never going to be met. Because the thing is, happiness is based off happenings, and things happen on a daily basis. Things change on a daily basis. The thing is, each and every individual is responsible for their own happiness. And then the person that you are with can truly add to it, but they are not the source of your happiness. So the thing is when you're in a place and you understand that your purpose is in relationship with God, your purpose is in your fellowship with him, your purpose is in seeking his will and his purpose and his plan, you're able to ground yourself. And so even in the encounters when things don't happen as you would prefer, things don't happen as you like, you are still grounded. You are still able to function in the joy and the peace that the Lord offers to us. Oh man. And that's how in that relationship, things are able to flow and come about, because there's a strong foundation for which to build from. Let me share this scripture with you. Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 and 25. And this is from the TPT. It says, everyone who hears my teaching and applies it to his life can be compared to a wise man who built his house on an unshakable foundation. When the rains fell and the flood came with fierce winds beating upon his house, it stood firm because of its strong foundation. And this is what I want us to understand and to grasp. When we are grounded in God, it provides us a firm foundation on which to stand, that it doesn't matter what we encounter. It doesn't matter when the rains fall and the flood comes, we're grounded. We know to whom we belong. We know who we are, and we're secure in those things. And we're not trying to strive for the materialistic things of the world. We're not trying to strive for the status of the world. We know the promises guaranteed to us. We know when it's all said and done, because we serve the one who knows the end from the beginning, we're able to navigate life with the confidence. We're able to navigate life with the knowing. We're able to navigate life that even when we face the trials and tribulations, oh, we know who to run to. We know the one who knows all things. We know the one who sits upon the throne. And so this is why it's important, even in our walk, that we want to display a life that truly invites others to come and know Christ. Now, of course, we don't do that on our own. That's going to be the work of the Holy Spirit. But we as believers, we as Christians, we as citizens of the kingdom should desire to live a life that when people see it, they're like, something is different about you. I look at your life and it's amazing. How did you get here? Oh, and there you go. The door kicked wide open to say, let me tell you about a man named Jesus. It's amazing. But I'm telling you all, just in life over the past few years, the more that I'm like, okay, Lord, I'm focusing on my purpose in you. I'm focusing on fellowship with you. I'm focused on seeking you. Things in life that I felt were beyond repair. Things in life that at times felt impossible. God, in his perfect timing, worked those things out. But it first came with laying the right foundation. It first came with laying the right foundation. God is truly our source for all things. And you know, even when you think about relationships, connection with God should be the very first relationship that we develop and cultivate. Because remember, we're talking about foundation, right? You want the right foundation so that when you encounter things in this life, you're not shaken. You're not a place where you're going to be blown down, beat down. It's the first foundation that leads to a glorious life. It helps us have the perspective that we need to pursue the endeavors, to pursue the dream, to pursue the vision, to operate and function in relationships with other people. Most importantly, cultivating that relationship first and foremost allows us to truly understand how to love ourselves. It truly helps us to understand how to love ourselves. And you know, you'll hear a lot of things for people who may not believe. And it's like, oh, it appears as though they're living the best life. But you see so many people who appear to have it all. But inside, they are miserable. Inside, they are struggling. Inside, there's no fulfillment. Inside, they have obtained all the material things. They have obtained the status. And they still feel empty. They still feel as though something is missing. It's God. He created us with this innate urge and desire to be connected to him. It's undeniable. Apart from him, we don't know who we are. Apart from God, there's no way for us to be whole. Separation from God leads us down a path of destruction. And so your life may appear as though everything is well. You have all these different things. But it still is leading to destruction. There's no fulfillment there. When it's all said and done, if we walk this life separated from God, when we take our last breath, we'll live eternity, in eternity, separated from God. Without that union, without that connection, without that fellowship, we're pretty much just roaming through life with no true direction of where we are going. And this is dangerous. This is dangerous for us because the enemy would want nothing more than for us to function apart from God. That's the enemy's ultimate goal. That's the enemy's ultimate goal. Additionally, when we function in this place of separation, we're powerless and easily distracted and led astray. There is so much power and strength that we have when we walk in fellowship with God. Man, there are amazing testimonies I have heard and how I have seen God work in the lives of people. And the thing is, So many people miss out on this. So many people don't tap in because of disconnection or for lack of knowledge and understanding of what is truly available. And that's unfortunate, because there is authority that we have. There is power that we have when we walk in partnership with God. We were created to have dominion over this earth. Dominion. We are supposed to rule. And in that state of separation, you're not able to be equipped to become all that you are called to be, all that you were created to be. So many of us are living life significantly below the level for which God has called us. We've become comfortable with living mundane lives. We become comfortable with being ordinary. Why? Because we don't know our purpose. We don't know our purpose. And the thing is, we have to get to that point where we truly recognize that the enemy truly only comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But God came, Jesus came to give us everything in abundance, more than we can expect. But guess what? You can't come into that abundance. You can't begin to get everything for which he came to give you if you don't know him, if you don't have a relationship with him, if you haven't figured out that your purpose is to connect with him. Your purpose is to draw close to him. Your purpose is to draw near to him so that he draws near to you and he begins to give you the revelations, instructions, and directions that are needed for you to fulfill the call on your life. You know, and so the misconception that as Christians, as believers, we're supposed to be, you know, poor and pitied and just, you know, living day by day, living paycheck by paycheck. Just, you know, trying to get by. Where did that come from? That's not what the word says. That's not what God's word says. So how do we get to the place that we attain this life of abundance and overflow? It's through our relationship with God. I mean, if you're listening and you're finding your place, yourself in a place of mediocrity, and you're like, how do I get out of this pit? Go and connect with the Most High God. Go and connect to the Lord. I mean, you think about it in any aspect of our lives. If you have a cell phone, if you have a computer, all those different things, for a certain amount of time, they will function. But if you never connect them back to their source, guess what? They're not going to work. It's not going to have enough power. It's eventually going to fail. So when taking that analogy, let us apply that to our lives. God is our source for life. He is everything. There is nothing worth having in this world that is separate from him. And that when we find him and we're connected to him, this is the source that we need to be able to cultivate. This is the source that we need to be able to produce the life of abundance and overflow. Because in his infinite wisdom, he's going to mold us. He's going to mold us in who we need to be to fulfill our destiny. Each and every one of us, as we sit here today, we're not the man nor woman that we need to be for the call that is on our lives. But it's a process. Day by day, we should be growing. Day by day, we should be changing. Day by day, we should be leveling up. That's what should be happening, because there are great plans and desires for our life. But we discover those things. We discover those things in relationship with God. We discover those things in relationship with God. I believe Miles Monroe said it. He said, the cemeteries are so rich. It's the richest places on the earth, because that's where so many dreams, so many ideas, so many inventions are being held. So many people have left this earth who are supposed to have amazing impacts, who are supposed to do great and mighty things, but they never got to the place to fulfill it. And Lord forbid that that's going to be us. Lord forbid that that's going to continue to be the cycle. When you come into the knowledge, when you come into the awareness, when you know better, you do better. Do you desire more for your life? Do you desire more for your family? Do you desire more for your generation? So then why not work on your relationship with God? Why not, if you haven't, turn to Him? Why not lie? Why not lay the foundation so that you're able to obtain everything pertaining to life? Because without it, the cares of this world can wreak havoc on us. It can truly wreak havoc on us. And that's not God's desire by any means. God's word is the blueprint for everything that is needed to navigate this life. And we navigate our purpose in spending that quality time with Him. And when we do, He grounds us, He molds us, He shapes us, He strengthens us, He speaks to us, He leads us, He guides us, directs us, equips us, heals us, sustains us, and He gives us the vision for what our lives should be. You know, God helps us to see our future. He helps us to see our future. And the thing is, we have to step back and not try to see our purpose in relationships, in our ministry, in our careers, and all these things of the world. Because these are areas of our life where God uses us to be a blessing to others. But that's after we first build that relationship with Him. It's after we first build that relationship with Him. You know, it's something about getting to a place where God then begins to give you revelation and say, okay, look, the firm foundation has been laid. Now, this is how I want to use you. This is where I want to place you. This is where I want to take you. This is how I'm going to allow your light to shine. This is how I'm going to restore everything the enemy tried to steal. This is how I'm going to utilize you to break generational curses. It's in relationship with Him that we fulfill purpose. In relationship with Him, that then God can use us to do great things for His kingdom and to glorify His name. In fulfilling our purpose in relationship with God, He will bless us. He will bring about the fulfillment in every aspect of our lives. And don't just take my word for it. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. This is a TPT version. Never doubt God's mighty power to work in you and accomplish all this. He will achieve infinitely more than your greatest request, your most unbelievable dream, and exceed your wildest imagination. He will outdo them all, for His miraculous power constantly energizes you. Man, what an amazing God that we serve. And, you know, my prayer is that everyone who hears this, everyone that God draws you to hear this episode of this podcast, that you understand that it's first in Him. It's first in Him that you find your purpose, that you find everything that you need, that you understand that you were created to be in relationship with the Most High God. And then every promise is guaranteed to you as you walk in obedience to Him. His desire is to bring us to an expected end. It's as he works in us that these amazing things are brought into our lives. It's already determined that you're worthy of it. He's already destined to accomplish these things in your life. Then it's time for us to fulfill our part of it, to accept the invitation, then to be responsible and to act. God is truly not a respecter of man. There's some mighty men and women of God that I have encountered in life, and to see how they function, to see how they operate, to be able to hear the testimony of their lives and to see how they truly apply the principles of God's word, how they truly pay the price to be in his presence, to build that relationship. And then to see it forth, to truly understand when it says that God is not a man that he shall lie, nor the son of man that he shall repent. Has he said it and will not do it? God is amazing. Like I say, his word is the blueprint. And if we follow the blueprint, we'll see the finishing product. So with that, y'all, you know, today's episode, I was inspired to share this. And this is a portion from my book discussing what our purpose is. You're worth it because God said so. If you haven't already gotten a copy, you can head over to wisdomunleashed.org. Also, it is available on Amazon. But this is a season for us to understand who we are, what God has for us. And the thing about it is we cannot do it separate from him. And all that is going on in this world, everything that is transpiring, we are set apart. But there's so much we will miss if we're not in relationship with him, if we're not seeking him, if we're not to that place where we're in tune to him. So I'm praying for God to truly give us spiritual wisdom, revelation, and insight. I'm praying for everyone who does not know him, oh, that they would truly come into the saving knowledge of Christ. And I'm praying for all of us to truly be that shining light. For us to arise and shine, for us to be lights that sit upon a hill, that when others see it, it will glorify our Father. All right, y'all. If you haven't already, go ahead and sign up for the email list on wisdomunleashed.org. And until next Thursday, you all have joined Wisdom Unleashed.